Hello, this is Jan Coleman with Beloved Bright and Morningstar Ministry. Welcome to the public reading of God's Word. It is written in John 15:16-17, "You did not choose me, no, I chose you and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last, and then the Father will give you anything you ask Him in my name. What I command you is to love one another." Today I want to read about the creation of the world and man. This is a reading from Genesis chapters 1-3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was a formless void. There was darkness over the deep, and God's Spirit hovered over the water. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God divided light from darkness. God called light day, and darkness He called night. Evening came and morning came the first day. God said, "Let there be a vault in the waters to divide the waters in two." And so it was. God made the vault, and it divided the waters above the vault from the waters under the vault. God called the vault heaven. Evening came and morning came the second day. God said, "Let the waters under heaven come together into a single mass, and let dry land appear." And so it was. God called the dry land earth, and the mass of waters seas, and God saw that it was good. God said, "Let the earth produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and fruit trees bearing fruit with their seed inside on the earth." And so it was. The earth produced vegetation, plants bearing seed in their several kinds, and trees bearing fruit with their seed inside their several kinds. God saw that it was good. Evening came and morning came the third day. God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of heaven to divide day from night, and let them indicate festivals, days, and years. Let them be lights in the vault of heaven to shine on the earth." And so it was. God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, the smaller light to govern the night, and the stars. God set them in the vault of heaven to shine on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to divide light from darkness. God saw that it was good. Evening came, and morning came, the fourth day. God said, "Let the waters teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth within the vault of heaven." And so it was. God created great sea serpents and every kind of living creature with which the waters teem, and every kind of winged creature. God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters of the seas, and let the birds multiply upon the earth." Evening came and morning came the fifth day. God said, "Let the earth produce every kind of living creature, cattle, reptiles, every kind of wild beast." And so it was. God made every kind of wild beast, every kind of cattle, and every kind of land reptile. God saw that it was good. God said, "Let us make man in our own image, in the likeness of ourselves, and let them be masters of the fish of the sea, the birds of heaven, the cattle, all the wild beasts, and all the reptiles that crawl upon the earth." God created man in the image of Himself. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. God blessed them, saying to them, "Be fruitful multiply, fill the earth and conquer it. Be masters of the fish of the sea, the birds of heaven, and all living animals on the earth. God said, see, I give you all the seed-bearing plants that are upon the whole earth, and all the trees with seed-bearing fruit. This shall be your food to all wild beasts, all birds of heaven, and all living reptiles on the earth. I give all the foliage of plants for food. And so it was. God saw all he had made, and indeed it was very good. Evening came and morning came the sixth day. Genesis chapter 2. Thus heaven and earth were completed with all their array. On the seventh day, God completed the work he had been doing. He rested on the seventh day after all the work he had been doing. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on that day he had rested after all his work of creating. Such were the origins of heaven and earth when they were created. Now here's the second account of the creation paradise. At the time when Yahweh God made heaven and earth, there was as yet no wild bush on the earth, nor had any wild plant yet sprung up, for Yahweh God had not sent rain on the earth, nor was there any man to till the soil. However, a flood was rising from the earth and watering all the surface of the soil. Yahweh God fashioned man of dust from the soil. Then he breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, and thus man became a living being. Yahweh God planted a garden in Eden, which is in the east, and there he put the man he had fashioned. Yahweh God caused to spring up from the soil every kind of tree, enticing to look at and good to eat, with the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. A river flowed from Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided to make four streams. The first is named the Pishon, and this encircles the whole land of the Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of this land is pure. Bdellium and onyxstone are found there. The second river is named the Gihon, and this circles the whole land of Cush. The third river is named the Tigris, and this flows to the east of Asshur. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Yahweh God took the man and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and take care of it. Then Yahweh God gave the man this admonition, "You may eat indeed of all the trees in the garden, nevertheless of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you are not to eat, for on the day you eat of it, you shall most surely die." Yahweh God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate." So from the soil, Yahweh God fashioned all the wild beasts and all the birds of heaven. These he brought to the man to see what he would call them. Each one was to bear the name the man would give it. The man gave names to all the cattle, all the birds of heaven, and all the wild beasts. But no helpmate suitable for man was found for him. So Yahweh God made the man fall into a deep sleep. And while he slept, he took one of his ribs and enclosed it in flesh. Yahweh God built the rib he had taken from the man into a woman and brought her to the man. The man exclaimed, "This at last is bone from my bones and flesh from my flesh. This is to be called woman, for this was taken from man. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and joins himself to his wife, and they become one body. Now both of them were naked, the man and his wife, but they felt no shame in front of each other." Now in Genesis 3, we hear about the fall. The serpent was the most subtle of all the wild beasts that Yahweh God had made. It asked the woman, "Did God really say you were not to eat from any of the trees in the garden?" The woman answered the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees in the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it, nor touch it, under pain of death." Then the serpent said to the woman, "No, you will not die. God knows, in fact, that on the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like gods, knowing good and evil." The woman saw that the tree was good to eat and pleasing to the eye, and that it was desirable for the knowledge that it could give. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. She gave some also to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together to make themselves loincloths. The man and his wife heard the sound of Yahweh God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from Yahweh God among the trees of the garden. But Yahweh God called to the man, "Where are you?" he asked. "I heard the sound of you in the garden," he replied. "I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." "Who told you that you were naked?" he asked. "Have you been eating of the tree I forbade you to eat?" The man replied, "It was the woman you put with me. She gave me the fruit and I ate it." Then Yahweh God asked the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman replied, "The serpent tempted me and I ate." Then Yahweh God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, be accursed beyond all cattle, all wild beasts. You shall crawl on your belly and eat dust every day of your life. I will make you enemies of each other, you and the woman. Your offspring and her offspring, it will crush your head and you will strike its heel." To the woman he said, "I will multiply your pains in childbearing. You will give birth to your children in pain. Your yearning shall be for your husband, yet he will lord it over you." To the man he said, "Because you listened to the voice of your wife and ate the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat, accursed be the soil because of you. With suffering shall you get your food from it every day of your life. It shall yield you brambles and thistles, and you shall eat wild plants. With sweat on your brow shall you eat your bread, until you return to the soil, as you were taken from it. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return." The man named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all those who live. Yahweh God made clothes out of skins for the man and his wife, and they put them on. Then Yahweh God said, "See, the man has become like one of us with his knowledge of good and evil. He must not be allowed to stretch his hand out next and pick from the tree of life also and eat some and live forever." So Yahweh God expelled him from the Garden of Eden to till the soil from which he had been taken. He banished the man, and in front of the Garden of Eden, he posted the cherubs and the flame of a flashing sword to guard the way to the tree of life. So we see in Genesis 1 through 3, it is our God of the universe who created the heavens and the earth. God spoke, and land, sea, darkness, light, creatures creeping and crawling, fruit trees, trees, plants, man, woman, the moon, the sun, all that is, came into existence through God Almighty who created the world and mankind. And we read about the paradise he provided for the man and the woman, and then the fall as the temptation from the serpent came and man and woman yielded to temptation. But this is the beginning of the Word, and as we see, God later makes provision for the sin of man, that man might be able to repent of his sins and through Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, be born again and filled with the Ruah breath of God, the precious Holy Spirit of God, and walk victoriously and take dominion over the powers of darkness on this earth. I hope you've enjoyed this public reading of God's Word. This is Jan Coleman. Peace to you. Shalom. In Jesus' name.